This isn't the Sanford fight song, is it?
Unofficially.
Okay. Matty T back in the Fury Electric studio. Justin Akre, Wally Hall, Matt Stell at the Freeway Medical Center at Arkansas Men's Clinic, 5800, or Freeway Medical Tower, rather. Arkansas Men's Clinic, 5800 West 10th Street, Suite 402. People are being taken care of today. Interesting story here before we bring in Mike Grace, the voice of the Sanford Bulldogs. Wally, I don't know if you guys talked about this. I didn't notice it when I was at the game last week, but there was an injury with one of those T-shirt guns.
Yeah.
Kind of a bizarre deal.
Exploded.
Arkansas has decided that they are going to go T-shirt launcher free at War Memorial this weekend. A marketing intern injured. They wouldn't give the name, and they didn't give any update on the medical situation there. But the person was taken away on a stretcher, so hopefully the young man or woman has bounced back. But that's the first time I've ever seen it. And some of those men are pretty powerful and pretty scary.
Wouldn't Matt Shanklin in charge of buying those?
Let's blame him, since he's not here anymore, at least. Is he still at LSU?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to Baton Rouge anytime, so yeah, we'll blame Matt Shanklin. We go to the Revolution Hotline, where someday soon, hopefully, you can catch Matt Stell.
11:23.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to mark it on my calendar.
11, that's the Mississippi State game.
Bro, that's going to be awesome.
We're going to be jamming right after the Mississippi State
game. I'm in town that weekend, too. UCA hosts Sam Houston that weekend.
Get you some.
Funny story about that time of year. The other night, I cooked some chicken on the grill, and my six-year-old was sitting there eating. And I said, "You like that?" He said, "Yeah, this is good. This tastes like November chicken."
November chicken.
He meant turkey.
That's fantastic.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, "That's awesome, Maddox." My wife picked right. I'm like, "I don't even know what you're talking about. No, what is that?"
She's so
like,
you don't go to Crazy Mike's every night.
No, no.
But it just seems like.
No, but we have chicken every night. It's a requirement.
Yeah.
Mike Grace joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Mike, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are things in Arkansas?
Very good, very good. We are down here in The Rock, which is where you'll be traveling this week, and we wish you safe travels in advance of this interview. So all the mean things we say about Sanford, don't take it personally.
We totally understand, man. A little smack talk this time of year is par for the course.
That's it. Well, obviously great start for Sanford. Nice win last week against a team that's moving up to FBS, I guess it's still in the transition phase, but that's a pretty good win for them. And, you know, again, kind of an interesting game. You know, statistically speaking, it wouldn't look like a great performance by Sanford, but you guys found a way to win.
Well, it's one of those games, too, where, you know, all three phases, that third phase of the game, special teams really slanted in Sanford's favor, got an opening kickoff to go for a touchdown by Fabian Truss, who is the National Special Teams Player of the Week, as voted on by the Sports Network, which keeps up with our football championship subdivision teams. And, you know, whether it was that we had a 48-yard field goal that kind of helped in there. And the special teams and defense just kind of did enough until the offense could get a spark going in the second half and pretty much put the game away. A string of 24 unanswered points started with a Jaquaski Tart pick six from the All-American safety. And that just kind of jump-started the team. And again, Georgia State scored a late kind of garbage touchdown to make the final outcome a 10-point game. But Stanford was certainly in control for the bulk of the second half.
Offensively, your quarterback, Andy Summerlin, pretty solid performance. 19 of 31, 193, touchdown, did throw one pick, but looked reasonably efficient. What's his background?
Well, Andy's a great story, man. This guy had an injury-riddled career. He actually spent most of his time at the University of Memphis. He started, I think, close to a dozen games over a couple of seasons for the Tigers down in Memphis. Got his bachelor's degree there, but still had some eligibility left because of some injury. So he enrolled in our MBA school, in our Brock School of Business master's program a year ago. And it had a season in this offense last year. They applied for a sixth year of eligibility for Andy under the hardship and redshirt rules. And he was granted that in the offseason. So I can promise you, head coach Pat Sullivan, his offensive staff, very thrilled to have who is a 24-year-old quarterback now, a guy with a lot of experience. And Andy, he's not real flashy, won't blow you away there, but he's got great size, 6'4", 220, has enough mobility to kind of move the pocket and so forth. He's not a real threat on the ground, but has the size and mobility to do that. But it's just a really good decision maker. And again, in his second year in this offense, the offensive coaches really believe he's the right guy to be pulling the trigger.
Mike Grace joining us in the Zone of the Revolution Hotline, the voice of the Sanford Bulldogs, who will travel here to Little Rock to play the Hogs at War Memorial Stadium, 6 o'clock this Saturday. You talked about special teams, and, you know, what about defensively? Obviously, you guys you're handling that third phase of the game that doesn't get enough attention. What about defensively? You did get a pick six. Talk to me about the overall defensive look of this team.
Well, and our defensive coordinator, Bill Diotavio, who will be leading the team, we believe. He did so last year, or last week, pardon me, in the absence of head coach Pat Sullivan, who is still recuperating from off-season back surgery. Not positive as of yet whether Coach Sullivan will make the trip to Little Rock or not. But if he does not, then Bill Diotavio, who is the assistant head coach and defensive coordinator, will head up the team. And Billy D's defense really is their ball hawks. I mean, they go after the football. Yardage, their numbers they weren't real proud of last weekend. They gave up 463 yards of total offense to Georgia State. Of that, 391 came through the air, so that's certainly something they want to improve on. But again, they were able to get a big turnover. Jaquaski Tartt, as we mentioned, returned an interception for a touchdown. And you know, that's a great spark for the team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the real challenge for the Dogs this weekend on both sides of the football, guys, is just going to be size. When you look at the offensive and defensive lines for Arkansas and match them up against Stanford, you know, our Dogs aren't small by any standards, but good grief, the hosses you guys have got on the offensive and defensive line are well over 300 pounds, and that's going to be a big challenge for our team just up front. I think the key up front, I mean, you say that every weekend, but especially this weekend, if the Dogs can hold their own up front, then, you know, that maybe they've got a shot to keep the game close.
Mike, talk to me about Pat Sullivan. Obviously, I think we're all, you know, hopeful that he'll be able to come here. I mean, you know, like Brett Bielema even said this the other day, you don't get a chance to see a Heisman Trophy winner very often. I think we're all hopeful that he's going to be able to make the trip. But what's it been like working with him?
Look, man, I started the same season Pat did. This is our seventh year together, and he is just as good a guy as you're ever going to meet. What a great representative for Stanford University. And he loves Stanford. Look, everybody will associate him with Auburn, but he'll tell you his dad was a Stanford graduate back when we were known as Howard College back in the day. And, you know, he considers himself a Stanford man through and through. And he took this job, again, this now his seventh season. He wants to make a winner out of this team. Stanford hasn't been to the FCS playoffs since the early 90s. And so that's his goal, is to get them back. He has had some health issues in recent years. You know, of course, he's a cancer survivor, but has put all of that behind him. Last year had a bout with pneumonia that just kind of caught him early in the season, and he tried to bounce back from it a little bit too quickly, and it ended up costing him a couple of games in midseason. So with the off-season back surgery, doctors are really advising him to take it slow so that once he does come back, he is in full swing and can be with the Dogs for the remainder of the season. I can tell you, I saw him last Friday during the team's walkthrough before we left for Atlanta. I guess it was last Thursday, actually. He looked great. He's in great spirits. He and wife Jean both were at the walkthrough and were able to visit with the team. But he's trying to follow doctor's orders, and I'm not sure when we'll have him back, but it'll be soon, and we'll look forward to it. And again, guys, he's one of a kind, no doubt.
Mike Grace joining us, the voice of the Sanford Bulldogs, traveling here to play in Little Rock against the Hogs at War Memorial Stadium this Saturday. Tickets still available, 6 o'clock kick. And should be a lot of fun. Let me ask you about your conference, and certainly the FCS has gotten a lot of positive attention in the last week. And as we were talking about earlier, you know, this time of year last year, we were talking about how maybe FCS schools should not play up against FBS schools because there were some pretty ugly beatdowns. This year, maybe the same argument for a totally different reason. You guys play in an awfully good environment, and the one that kind of set the bar for those kind of upsets, Appalachian State. Now, fortunately, or however you look at it, I don't know, I would say fortunately, they're leaving the conference. It makes it a little bit easier. But you guys play, I had a chance to go with Central Arkansas to Georgia Southern last year. I mean, yeah. You guys play in an awfully good FCS conference.
Well, I mean, we kind of call the Southern Conference, it is the SEC of the FCS level as far as we're concerned, man. You mentioned Appalachian State, national championships galore, the same for Georgia Southern. And, yes, those two teams competing in our league for the final time this season. They'll make the jump to the Sun Belt Conference and the FBS division next year. But it's still a great, great place for college football. And again, it's a tough place to compete. I know, again, Coach Sullivan wants to get a championship this season. He's been awfully close, a 7-4 year a year ago. But a chance to, again, maybe win a SoCon championship this season and get to the playoffs is what Coach Sullivan's looking for.
I almost, I don't even want to say anything about this, but the Citadel is in this conference.
They are. The Citadel, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Arkansas fans don't like to say that phrase, but I'm just saying.
The C word.
Yeah. anyway, so, yeah, I mean, look, and they also don't like to say the U word, upset, because last year at War Memorial, things did not go so well against what turned out to be a very good Louisiana Monroe school. But, yep. You know, obviously it's a great opportunity, and anytime you play up, I'm going to go through the same situation this week with Central Arkansas playing at Colorado, but it's a great opportunity for your program.
Well, and look, nobody's going to deny the fact, guys, that it's a paycheck game for us. And you know, the our entire athletic department, the 17 teams that we field, you know, it's a big boost into our budget. So these games are big for us, and we certainly hope whatever the landscape of the football bowl subdivision is or becomes in the future, that we can keep these games around because they do mean a lot to us. And look, it's great, especially this time of year, to get the kind of upsets you saw last weekend with North Dakota State, I think it was, knocking off Kansas State and some other things like that. So, look, it's a money game for us. There's no doubt about that. Our goal is to, you know, if you're a fan, you just don't want to get run out of the stadium. And, look, that's happened a couple of times. We went to Florida State a couple of years ago, and it was ugly. I think my second game behind the mic for the Bulldogs was at Georgia Tech a few years ago, and it was not pretty. But in the last couple of years, we've taken Auburn to the fourth quarter down at Jordan-Hare. We took Ole Miss to the fourth quarter over in Oxford a couple of years ago. So you hope that you can, again, just kind of stay in the game, and let's get to the fourth quarter and see if we can make something special happen.
Mike, what's it like calling a game against Elon, whose nickname is the Phoenix? Is that awkward?
Well, you know, we've managed. You know, I call both football, men's basketball, and baseball. And, again, now this will be my seventh season of doing that. And you get used to it. You know, you got the Phoenix. We've got the Bulldogs. You mentioned Citadel, Georgia Southerns, the Eagles. You know, it's your various and sundry nicknames. But you get used to the Phoenix. It's hard to, again, kind of get used to it at the beginning, but by now it's old school.
It's not as hard when you're doing a Bulldogs game against the Bulldogs, right?
That makes it real easy, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
this is what I'm looking for this week, man. It's dogs and hogs.
Yeah, that's true.
How do you get better than that?
That'll be fun.
That'll be
good. Well, have a safe trip over here. We do appreciate the insight, and certainly good luck going forward this season. Off to a great start. Certainly won't be rooting for you guys this week, but the rest of the year. Hope you have a great season.
Here's the hospitality you can offer us. How about a dinner suggestion for Friday night? Where do we go?
Where are you staying?
We're staying downtown Marriott.
Okay.
A couple blocks from the River Market, I think it is.
Yeah, the River Market is pretty safe. There's a lot of good places down there.
There's a great steakhouse right across the river called the Riverfront Steakhouse.
There is. The Wyndham over there in North Little Rock, there's a lot of good restaurant options. If you're looking for live music, we always like to promote our friends at the Rev Room at Sticky's, which is also in the River Market. So lots of good places that are walking distance. There's a good pizza place down there, too, Iriana's, if you want to go there.
Fish is down there.
You're a block from the River Market that's got tons of restaurants.
Yeah.
It's what I wanted to hear, guys.
There you go. Well, have fun. Mike, we appreciate it, and enjoy your time at War Memorial this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you very much. All right, that's Mike Grace, the voice of the Bulldogs from Samford. And, man, you look at the history of this conference, Wally, and I don't know if this is typical or not. I guess I haven't really looked at the years that the schools in the SEC were founded or other conferences, but I guess schools going back to the mid-1800s, I mean, and not just one, but a handful of them. It's a pretty tradition-rich conference with some of the schools that are in there. I don't know what their conference is going to look like now that those schools are leaving. You're losing Georgia Southern out of the South Division, out of the North Division. You're losing both Elon and Appalachian State. So I don't know if they're adding teams or what the situation is, but that has been an unbelievably good football conference. And really, I mean, look, UNC Greensboro has been some basketball programs that have come out of there. Tennessee Chattanooga. I mean, you've got some good basketball programs that have rolled through there as well over the years. Mm-hmm. Stick up calls. Looks like Ken is in Mayflower. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Justin. Good morning, and love the show.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. How about y'all?
Very good. Thank you.
I want to give you some information on DirecTV as far as